There are 90 players on the practice field, each player trying to stand out, improve, and catch the eye of the coaches. A time of the year to evaluate a football team, individual players, and prepare for the opener the second week of September.
The number one thing, the number one goal is keeping the team focused on task at hand and what we have to get accomplished. You have to go down there and just be focused on what you have to get out of training camp in Mankato. We have a lot of great things going on here. By no means is anyone satisfied for what we were able to accomplish last year. We wanted to be very aggressive this offseason, addressing the needs that we needed to address to hopefully build on what we were able to accomplish last year.
One Viking not having any problem standing out is offensive guard Alex Boone. The Vikings' key offseason acquisition is pretty easy to spot on the football field in Mankato. Maybe because he's 6'8", but also because he's a dominating player and full of energy. The fans have seen since day one of camp the personality and presence of the former Pro Bowler, which has quickly made him a fan favorite.
Yo! God damn glad to be here. All right, let's see what we can catch.
Thanks for coming to Minnesota.
You kidding me? Thanks for having me.
You're awesome, man.
Appreciate it, boss.
Thanks, Alex.
Got you, buddy.
Alex, can I get a quick pick?
Of course. Only if you smile. All right. I'll be here all week, guys. I'll sign everybody, I promise. I'll be back. Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, why is everybody so serious? I thought we were here for camp, right?
Oh, God, don't show my face. Oh.
Fair. Oh, you got to be kidding me. A lot more spacious than I thought it'd be. Ooh, doggy. Should I sleep on the floor? Or should I sleep in the... I might just sleep here. Going to media. Can't be any worse than California's media. All right, so what's up? Let's do this.
So what's it like going to camp with a new team?
I love camp. I love everything about it. I love football. I love being away. It's been a long time since I got to get away for camp, so it's fun. You know, you get to be with the guys, play football all day. Dip your face off and just laugh. Zim's a great guy, and I really mean this, and I think a lot of people are kind of baffled when I say this, but he's an old school coach, and you don't see a lot of him anymore. You know, he's one of those guys that he's going to tear you apart to bring you up, and he believes that more work is more work, and it's good for you. And I believe the same thing, and I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to play for him, and excited to be yelled at by him. You know, that's the biggest thing.
But the 29-year-old has much more to offer the Vikings than his engaging personality. Boone looks to stabilize the Vikings' offensive line and provide that veteran leadership up front.
As you sat there and we evaluated him on tape, we had an opportunity to play against him last year in the opener out in San Francisco. Not only is he a great football player, but he brings the mentality that Coach Zimmer is trying to implement on this football team, especially up front. He's a very tremendous run blocker. He's excellent in pass protection, and he's going to bring that leadership that we were looking for.
Adding him up front not only brings a colorful new twist to the offensive line, but it helps pave the way for an improved offensive attack. The needed improvement of the offensive line was a key goal during the offseason, as the Vikings know that group is required to improve on the 11-5 mark. Luckily, the Vikings know just who can help with that.
As soon as I got in there, I could tell the excitement of the guys. And, you know, they told me, listen, we weren't happy with last year, and we need to go farther. And I agree. And, you know, this is what we play this game for, is to move on and to play the next week. And I think we're all on the same page, and we're all going to do what we can to get there.
Coming up on Vikings Beyond the Gridiron, presented by CenturyLink. A linebacker makes his 11th journey to Mankato, and this time he's making sure to take in and appreciate every moment from training camp. That's next on Vikings Beyond the Gridiron.